Elihu finally now breaks in, and he had waited, he says here in verse 4. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken, because they were elder than he. And that was apparently a different day than today is, because the young man today would have already broken in, and we find that little Willie has center stage. I've noticed, we do it in our family now with a grandson. I tell you, he's center stage, up front, all the time. We want to listen to him, of course, but I'm not sure that's wise. One man has asked, says, do you strike your children? And the man said, no, only in self-defense. That's the only time we strike them. And today, we have to listen to little Willie. But now we find here that this man, Elihu, a young man, has waited. And so, verse 5 again, when Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. And Elihu, the son of Barachel the Buzite, answered and said, I'm young, you're very old, wherefore I was afraid, and I durst not show you mine opinion. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. And he thought they would come up with something very wise. I can remember when I began preaching as a young preacher, if I saw a gray head out in the congregation, and of course there generally was, I was frightened to death, because I thought, they certainly know a great deal. But I soon learned that the gray head didn't necessarily mean wisdom at all. Just because they had length of days did not mean that they had wisdom. But now notice what this young man says here. He says, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Now, the very interesting thing here is that he doesn't have the same position that we have today relative to the Holy Spirit. Back in the Old Testament, apparently the Holy Spirit did not indwell believers. He came upon certain men to perform certain functions. Bezalel, the Spirit of God, came upon him. He was the one who made the articles of furniture in the tabernacle, the golden lampstand, the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat, and it required special skill. Spirit of God came upon him for that. And the Spirit came upon several of the great men. David could pray, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He'd come upon David as king. But there is no teaching in the Old Testament that men were indwelt by the Spirit of God. So don't attribute too much to what he's saying here other than this, that he recognizes that only the Spirit and only the inspiration of the Almighty can give understanding. This is a very wonderful thing, and that means simply this, friends, that there's only one sure authority, and that is the Word of God. Great men are not always wise, he said. Neither do the aged understand judgment. And here the inspiration of the Almighty gives understanding. He recognized that only God could answer in a case like this. Now he's preparing the way for God to answer, but he himself does not really have the answer. He just recognizes these other men did not. And now he moves on here. Great men are not always wise. Neither do the aged understand judgment. And that, of course, is true, and it's been demonstrated, I think, in the lives of these men here, that these men are not always wise.